charges against Chinese officials. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Justice Department says more than a dozen face charges of conspiracy, harassment, and other offenses in separate cases where federal officials say they violated international norms.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said in the three cases they announced,
the 10 of the 13 charged individuals we're discussing today are Chinese intelligence officers and Chinese government officials.
Seven were charged out of New York with threatening a woman and her son, promising endless misery unless she returned to China. Four were charged out of New Jersey with attempting to steal American technology using an academic institution as cover. And two more were charged out of New York with attempting to bribe a law enforcement official to get prosecutors' documents about a case against a Chinese telecom company. But the law enforcement official turned out to be a double agent, and the U.S. government provided fake documents to the Chinese. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
As ballots are being cast in early voting in some states, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's no concern about widespread foreign election interference.
They assess that any attempts by cyber actors to compromise election infrastructure are unlikely to result in large-scale disruptions or prevent voting.
The midterm elections are just 15 days away. A woman and a teenage girl are dead and six others wounded after police say a gunman broke into the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis this morning.
Here is a safe place where kids go to learn, to grow, to develop, and something like this happens. It's just heartbreaking.
Police Chief Michael Sack, the gunman was shot and killed by police who did not identify the shooter, except to say that he was about 20 years old. On Wall Street, stocks were higher ahead of a tech-heavy earnings week. The Dow plus 417, the Nasdaq gained 92, the S&P added 44. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Georgia election officials predict voters will cast more than 1 million early ballots by tomorrow, 2 weeks out from Election Day.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp says that disproves claims by his Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams that Georgia's new voter ID requirements amount to voter suppression. But Abrams insists voting has become more difficult despite the higher numbers. According to a new report in Politico, a voting rights group founded by Abrams paid more than $9 million in legal fees to the law firm of her close friend and campaign manager back in 2019 and 2020. The group tells Politico the attorney was hired for her expertise and not her relationship to Abrams, who left the organization in late 2021, just before announcing her second bid for governor. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Halloween's just a week from today, and a new survey takes a look at favorite candy.
America's number one Halloween treat, according to a survey out, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which had the highest sales nationwide on candystore.com. In second place, Skittles, followed by M&M's. The online candy store also publishing popular candies by state. People in Colorado going for the Hershey's Kisses, then Twix and Milky Way. There were also all chocolate top three lists for Iowa, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Hot tamales number one with shoppers in Nevada and Minnesota. Louisiana big on lemon heads. For Texas, it's Starburst fruit chews. And candy corn not taking top place on any state's list, though there were strong sales across more than 10 states. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
At the box office this weekend, Warner Brothers' Black Adam earned $67 million its opening weekend, giving Dwayne Johnson his biggest box office weekend as a leading man. The romantic comedy Ticket to Paradise in second with $16.3 million. The horror film Smile in third with $8.4 million. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.